Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about lichens, organisms that have been given names like questionable rock frog, pimpled kidney, lettuce lung, and freckle pelt. Lichens are as intriguing as they are ubiquitous. They are not a single life form, but a composite symbiosis of fungus and one or more photosynthesizers. Algae and or cyanobacteria, also called blue-green algae, provide the photosynthesis. In North America, there are over 3,600 species of lichens, and over 1,000 are found in the Columbia Pacific region. Lichens are fascinating organisms that grow almost everywhere. City centers are about the only exceptions. Lichens are colorful and varied. They can be found in winter or summer and are easy to recognize and appreciate. Lichens replenish soil over bare rock and recharge the soil with nitrogen. They can be an early warning system for deteriorating air quality and indicators of ancient forests. Lichens provide food, nesting material, and shelter for mammals, birds, and invertebrates. Lichens take many forms and grow in virtually every environment on Earth. Each lichen species has specific requirements for the surface on which it grows and its need for particular chemicals, minerals, and water. Lichens grow on ocean-washed as well as sun-baked upland rocks, on soil, particularly sand and clay, and on the bark and leaves of trees of all kinds, with specific lichens selecting certain trees. Lichens also colonize dead wood and decaying bones. Some lichens grow on living animals, including insects and barnacles. Those growing on living plants and animals do not harm their host. Lichens can also colonize the surfaces of plastic, cloth, glass, and unwashed cars. Lichens can stand erect like little shrubs, drape tree limbs like Christmas tinsel, or appear to be little more than a black smudge on a rock. Some look like mosses, some look like mushrooms. Some are less than a millimeter tall, and others can grow to several meters in length. Lichen shapes are classified as dust, crust, scale, leaf, club, shrub, and hair. They come in an array of colors, from brilliant yellow or red to dull white or gray. Most are gray or greenish gray. Lichens are known by wonderful common names, including sea tar, lungwort, frog pelt, ragbag, ticker tape bone, devil's matchstick, false pixie cup, blood spattered beard, and common witch's hair. Native peoples use lichens for food, medicine, dye for cloth, and fiber for weaving. Today, clothing dyes made from lichens are used to produce a whole rainbow of colors. Lichens have been and are used as antibiotics, laxatives, expectorants, and as healing ointments. Several lichen species inhibit tumors and HIV growth. About the only time lichens are unwelcome is on stone or glass, particularly gravestones, stained glass, sculpture, and rock carvings, which they can disfigure over time if not discouraged. The next time you take a walk, look for lichens on rocks and trees and appreciate their kaleidoscopic bounty and beauty. To quote Henry David Thoreau, "There is a low mist in the woods. It is a good day to study lichens." This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.